Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
I spread my butt cheeks with Mike Honcho.
Close your mouth.
But I don't want your life.
Oh my God!
Chocolatey.
But now, I'm not legit. I'm unlegit. And for that reason, I must quit.
Good morning.
Hey.
Everyone.
Hey, hey, hey.
This is Wawi to Tuesday. It is December the 30th.
The 30th.
5:47 a.m., 21 degrees.
Cold.
21, 21, 21.
I had shorts on this weekend.
I bet you Matt did, too.
Had them on last night, leaving the bowling alley.
And it got cold again. So here we are. Hope everybody had a Merry Christmas.
I take a plastic off of that.
Post Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, man.
And we are now staring 2026 right in the face.
21, 21, 21.
Nose to nose.
How far are we away from our 1 year anniversary?
25th? 30 days.
Yeah. Is it right at 30?
Close to it.
28th.
I'll do a quick check here.
I think January
20th. I'm not laughing at you.
For our listeners, for our listeners out there,
he's
Jamal's
struggling.
Trying to get his plastic off his big white monster, and Chad now is trying to assist.
I tell you, man, it's hard, dog.
January 25th.
25th.
Ain't that what I said?
Yep.
Yeah. Mose was right on it. January 25th, 2025.
We are 27 days.
Was the Basket of Biscuit episode.
Dale, did you go two different energy drinks this morning?
I did. I have one leaded,
unleaded,
with sugar. Now I got one zero.
Hey, man.
I was just curious.
I was about to say, man, somebody get him a gun.
Hey, wait. Did you get a gun yet?
I've not purchased one.
Is it still in your browser?
I think that.
Or did
it's now becoming an issue?
Safari, like,
I've got to relog
my tab.
It's timed out. I got to be 18 again.
Mm-hmm. There's a year time limit.
We'll check next. We'll check next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still got the Sig P365 up.
Okay.
Solid gun.
It's sitting
there. Been sitting there for a year. Gone. Waving. Hey, I'm over here.
Yeah, I got the CP69.
Sitting there while he buys all those Armatrons.
Yeah. Oh, you got to show off your Christmas present, man, to the group. I like it.
Ooh.
Tao got an Armatron holder.
Okay.
I did.
Hey, man.
My beautiful wife, Kimbo, she got me a watch case.
Okay. And case slice.
It looked nice.
Case slice. Next thing you know, Matt's going to have him Armatron draws on because he's sponsoring them.
Hey, if I get Armatron to sponsor, that's big things right there for all of us.
Yeah, we'll all wear that Armatron underwear.
Yeah,
Wade tried, and it was like, not ready for it.
I mean, I would rock an Armatron watch.
And then got all those essential oils.
What else Armatron makes?
Because it's essential.
Oh, they're just watching.
To have oil.
Thought maybe they made something else. But.
Armatron, if you're listening, which we know you're not,
I know you are. I know you are.
But if you are.
I know it.
Let's collaborate on some products.
Let's collab. We're
probably going to have to speak their language. I'm pretty sure they're not U.S. based.
I know it.
Beijing.
Let's find out.
No, we've looked at this before. I can't remember, though.
It's Japan.
It's Hong Kong or Vietnam.
Vietnam.
Bangladesh.
Shangri-La.
Yeah.
I think Bangladesh, that's a cold.
Actually, they are an American-owned company.
Oh. Hey!
But the products are made overseas. They are a part of a family-owned corporation called the E-Gluck Corporation.
Armatron E-Gluck.
That sounds like a move.
Anyways.
What happened
to
you last night,
real quick?
What happened to you last night, man? I got it glucked. I got it glucked.
The E-Gluck Foundation.
Yeah, Eddie Gluck.
Corporation.
Not a foundation.
Not a foundation. Corporation.
I'm sure there is an E-Gluck Foundation out there somewhere.
S-Corp.
All right.
Bam. Mad Lib Fake Picks.
Week 18.
Is here.
18-1-8. Said Joseph Jackson.
It's the final week
of the regular season before we enter these playoffs.
Playoffs?
That's right. I wonder what he's doing now.
Jim Moore.
Yeah.
Senior.
What the hell? Diddly poo.
All right. Where we go?
All right. So, after last night's game, which I think everybody was kind of shocked on the outcome, through 17 weeks, CJ led the way, 10 of 16.
Okay, Jizz.
Zoop. Chadwick, Mose, and myself were 9 of 16.
Yeah.
And Dubs was 8 of 16. So, through 17 weeks, I still hold on to a slight lead of 167 of 255. CJ's 163 of 255.
Ooh. Got hit him with a four piece this week.
Mo's got that 155 of 255. Dubs is 152 of 255. And Chadwick creeping. He's 150 of 255. So he two games back from not being dead last.
Me too.
A lot of big things going to happen this weekend as people fighting for playoff spots, the last few spots here.
Yep.
So we'll dive right on in. Saturday afternoon.
Saturday.
We got the Carolina Reapers.
In the Bucks.
Headed down to Tampa.
Carolina.
To take on.
Carolina.
Buccaneers. The Bucks are the home team and are favored -3.
Give me the Lonas.
I'm going to go with the Buccaneers.
I'm going to go with the Reapers. Carolina. UGTP, but are you straight up?
No, I'm going this last week. I'm okay. I got to.
I'm also taking the Reapers here. I think Bryce Young get it done. All right, Saturday night football. Saturday night football. To me, this should have been the Sunday night game, but it is what it is. We got the Seattle Seahawks. We got the Birds headed to San Fran. Mm. This game right here has a lot of implications. This right here could either be the winner of the West and the number one overall seed.
Yes.
Seahawks are favored on the road -1.5.
And I think if 49ers win –
they win the West, and they get the number one overall seed.
And the Super Bowl is in Santa Clara.
Uh-huh. Everything will roll through San Fran.
Give me the Niners.
Niners.
The 94s.
Yeah, the Niners.
Something tells me the Niners are going to win. I'm going to be different here. I'm going Seahawks.
Different, yeah.
All right.
I'm going to go Hawks.
We're different on the first two.
That's right.
I'm going to make up four.
CJ's Cadillac.
Good start.
I got this. All right. Now we head to Sunday where the Tennessee Titans head down to Jacksonville. Jacksonville is favored minus 11.5. They have locked up their – I think they've locked up the AFC South.
They're looking for the number one seed.
They are still fighting for that. Yeah. So, as of now, I believe all starters will be in the game.
All these games are going to be good.
What's the matchup again? Sorry.
Tennessee and Jaguars.
Mm-hmm. I mean the Jags.
Jaguars.
Jags.
Jaguars, that's a sweep. It's the first one. All right. Now we head down to Houston.
Houston.
Where the Indianapolis Colts and Phillip Rivers take on the Texans. The Texans are favored minus 10.5.
Yeah, I'll take the Texans.
Yeah, I'll go with the
Texans. Yeah, I don't – they're probably going to shut Rivers down, actually. So, give me the Texans.
Texans.
I'm also taking Houston. That is another sweep.
I wish I had put money on them for a Super Bowl at the beginning of the season. Mm. I think their team is tough, man.
Defense is tough.
Defense is murderous.
All right. NFC South matchup. The New Orleans
Saints
headed to the ATLs. Take on the Falcons, where the Falcons are favored minus 3. This game means nothing.
The Falcons.
Yeah, Falcons.
Saints.
I'm going to go with Jamal Saints.
Going Falcons as well.
Saints. I think we got a letdown this week after the game.
Saints is on a winning streak.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's a matchup that's a little odd to me because I don't know who's playing quarterback. The Green Bay Packers, for all you bettors out there, are underdogs on the road at Minnesota. Mm. Minnesota's favored minus 5.5. Mm.
They have won like four or five games straight. And that defense.
I think Jordan Love going to play.
I do too.
I think he's going to play. I think they held him out for precautionary, but – hey, I'm going to tell you what. Malik Willis looked good.
Mm-hmm. Does look good. But he hurt too.
Shoulder.
I will take Minnesota.
Vikings.
I'm going to take Green Bay.
Yeah, Green Bay bounces back.
Yeah, I'm taking Green Bay as well. Just, I know they got their playoff spot locked up, but – I trust Green Bay.
I need one more where you and I are different.
It is.
To have a chance.
Oh, y'all have already been different three times?
Okay.
He need one more.
Teo.
One more.
He picks first. Just pick everything he got. You got it locked down.
That's the coward's play.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
I like how when shit gets put in your face, like, man, fuck this shit. That's the coward's play.
We headed to Jersey.
Jets.
Where the Dallas Cowboys are visiting the New York Giants. Cowboys are favored minus 5.5.
Shit. I'm going to take the boys.
Yeah, Cowboys.
Yeah, I got the boys.
Same thing. Sweep it.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Sweep. That's the Cowboys right there. Now we headed to Cincinnati.
They good to the playoffs. Yeah. Then they fold.
The Battle of Ohio.
Shador and the Browns taking on Joe Koo and the Bengals. Bengals are favored minus 7.5.
And I will take them. The Bengals.
Yes. I will take the Bengals.
I'm going to roll with Cleveland again.
Bengals.
I'm taking the Bengals as well.
Because I think Myles Garrett is about to eat.
Huh? He should get one or two this game, I would think. But because he didn't get nothing last week, I feel like – I mean, if he gets the record, it's through 17, where Strahan got it in 16. So they liable to do like everything else, put an asterisk.
Yeah, I don't believe in an asterisk. It happens. So be it. Whatever.
All right, let's head to L.A. where the Arizona Cardinals are going to face the L.A. Rams. Rams are trying to look at a bounce back, getting ready for these playoffs. Rams are favored -7.5.
Give me the Rams.
Rams.
Yeah. Rams.
Sweep it up.
Rams. Sweepage. All right. All right.
All right. All right. All
we headed to Chi-Town. We headed to the Windy City.
The Witty City.
The Witty City.
Twitty City.
Witty City.
Conway's City.
The Detroit Lions come in knowing that they're not going to the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the Bears trying to get healthy. Bears are favored -2.5.
Give me the Bears.
Bears are fighting for the #2 overall seed.
Bears.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, I'm never going to go against my team.
I'm a Jamal. I'm going Lions.
I'm going Bears. Dub Bears. Now let's head to Philly, where the Eagles are going to be hosting the Washington Commanders. The Eagles are favored -7.5. Eagles need to win and the Bears to lose for the Eagles to lock up the 2 seed.
The Eagles.
Eagles.
Yep.
Eagles.
Sweep it. All right. This next game, we got the L.A. Chargers headed out to Denver. Take on the Broncos. Justin Herbert will not be playing in this game. The Broncos are favored -11.5.
That will take the Broncos.
Yeah.
Broncos.
Yeah, that's a free lunch.
Yep. Broncos.
Yeah, let me get them Broncos. That's another sweep.
Sweeping them up today.
All right. Let's head to Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Where the Bills hosting the Jets.
Fun fact. Before yesterday's game.
Yep.
I think the Jets played yesterday.
Yeah.
No, they played Sunday.
Yes.
Sunday. Yes. So, yeah, no. Today's Tuesday. Anyway, okay. Before Sunday's game. No, after Sunday's game, sorry. Garrett Wilson leads the Jets in receiving yards. He last caught a pass October 12th.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What's his yardage total?
I don't know. I just saw this.
Oh, Christ.
DraftKings shared that to Facebook. No, screenshot it just for this.
Give Jets me the are Buffalo. Buffalo's favorite -7.5.
Give me the Bills.
Yeah, Bills.
Buffalo.
Bills.
Yeah, it's a sweep. Josh Allen pissed
he
off.
He has a max total of 395 yards.
Killing
He's
them
their leading there. Receiver.
He ain't even got 400 Kill yards.
Him softly. That's crazy.
36 receptions, 395 yards.
That's I crazy. Bet you Justin Fields only had like 300 yards passing.
No, he has 1,259.
Does he really?
Yeah. I mean, unless this is lying to me.
I mean, that's not a lot, though. That's way less than 100 yards.
Anytime I saw it, was like
they're passing. It's Justin Fields with 1,259, then Tyrod Taylor with 779, and then Brady Cook with 679. They're all, like, pretty close to each other,
that's,
really.
God, that's terrible.
It's pretty rough.
What's the total on that? Like 2,700 yards total?
Yeah, 27,717. I have to take out the 7 other yards of passing by Breece Hall and Austin McNamara because they have 4 and 3.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. I mean, that organization should be ashamed.
Woody Johnson.
Okay, first, time out. Why you say that? I mean, it's not too far from where the Bears were, where they were, to you be telling somebody to be.
Because the Jets have been straight ass for a long time.
How long y'all been ass for? How long we been ass for?
Hold up. 2018 was the last time we went to the playoffs.
So, I mean, we was ass too for a long time.
Was the last time that the Jets went to the playoffs with Bart Scott when he couldn't wait?
Can't wait.
Was that
was
run?
When that was when Mark Sanchez was the quarterback.
That's what I was gonna say. That's a 2010, butt fumble.
That's 20 like years.
That. I love
yeah.
20 years.
Butt fumble.
Right around it.
Yep.
2000.
Rex Ryan and his foot fetish was the head coach.
I think it's
Chad Pennington might have been the quarterback.
He might have been backup at that time.
Justin Fields sits 37th amongst all quarterbacks in the NFL in passing yardage.
Nice.
All right, what's the
all right, next game.
We finish that one?
Yeah, we're done.
Mm-hmm.
Dolphins at New England. Drake May leading the MVP voters right now. Patriots are -10.5.
Pats?
Patriots.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Patriots.
Quinn Ewers going to get it done. Sure. Not. Give me them Patriots. Minus 10.5.
Not.
All right. The Max Crosby-less Raiders.
Who's outside?
Are hosting.
He was hooping.
Hosting the Kansas City Chiefs.
It's a doo-doo game.
It's the Chiefs.
Third string quarterback Chris Oladokun for the Chiefs. They're favored minus 5.5.
Sounds like a UFC fighter.
Taking off. Yeah, taking on probably the Geno Smithless Raiders.
Hmm. Oof.
This is straight ass.
Give me Chiefs, I guess.
I'm going to go Raiders.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to go with the Raiders.
I'll go Chiefs just to.
Raiders. Nah, I'm going Raiders.
I thought you might go Chiefs. So I picked opposite.
No, I was going Raiders.
No, he did it on
Hey, look. No. Nah,
sneaky.
Kenny Pickett better than Geno.
Yeah.
Or is he?
I think. I don't know.
All right. Here it is. For all the marbles, AFC North Division.
All the marbles.
All the marbles.
You pick first. This time.
Sunday night football.
Yeah, it's going to come down.
You got the Ravens favored minus 3.5 in Pittsburgh.
There you go.
And it has not been determined yet whether or not Lamar Jackson or Snoop Huntley will be starting quarterback.
Does it matter?
Yeah, it does.
It does matter.
Not to me, man.
Not when King Henry runs like that he did.
Hey, man.
Well, it don't matter.
Todd Monken ought to be smacked in his face for the malpractice 2 weeks ago. Henry didn't get a touch in the second half.
And the Steelers.
I'm gonna wait until you pick.
I like that.
That's the only way. I can even tie him. Straight.
Honestly, I want Snoop to be quarterback. Lamar, man, he's just out of pocket right now.
What's it? Back Snoop. Contusion? Is that what they
say?
Yeah,
man, he's just off the chain.
Give nothing
me,
worse.
Give
than
me the Ravens, back. Man. And hopefully, Snoop.
The contused back.
Contused back.
Ooh, I got this contused back. Man. I can't come in today.
I'll take the Raiders.
Wow.
You mean the Ravens?
No, I like, wow. I like the Raiders in this game.
Raiders got two games.
They got, I'll roll with
they
I'll
play
roll
at 325 and fly cross country.
Yeah.
So Wade got the Steelers. DJ's waiting.
Yeah.
Moses got the Ravens.
Yes.
You going to wait too? Y'all both waiting? Just like,
and who'd you pick?
Leave it open.
He picked the Ravens.
He picked the Raiders or Ravens?
Ravens.
All right. So he got the Ravens.
He got the Raidens.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, he trying to hold on to that slim lead.
After the showing, because they're going to be without DK Metcalf, I'm going Ravens in this game.
Steelers.
Okay. Yeah. There you go.
There we go.
Because the Cleveland Browns shut that
I need all four down. And everything else. To I just need those four right there, really.
Mm-hmm.
No, then it'd be all tied up.
The greatest comeback ever.
The greatest comeback
ever.
That's good. Let's get it.
Okay.
We done for week 18.
I like it.
For all you bettors out there, go look at that Green Bay game. Take that money line. Green Bay plus 280.
Come on, man.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We got a huge bracket to get to.
Huge.
I'm excited.
Whoop, whoop. Huge. We back, ladies and gentlemen. Gonna smack Ken Dorsey in the face.
Straight in the face.
Got a big, beautiful bracket to get to.
Big, big beautiful.
That's what I should have named
BBB. BBB. That's the name of the episode.
Triple B.
This is ultimate music bracket.
I said Whitney Bowes.
This is
that BBB.
Half century.
70s.
Bowes.
70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s, right?
Yep.
So, yeah.
It's all those decades that we've done.
Half decade.
Got 5 decades.
Or half century.
So just so everybody knows how it was compiled.
The past 50 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, half century.
How this was compiled. This is our list, not Rolling Stone or Billboard or anybody like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's how we vote.
And it's not really our list. It's just, we compiled it.
What we worked on.
Yeah. So the top two from each of our brackets automatically got through. So they're all of them are in here.
Gotcha.
There are other ones that were in our previous brackets, but there are also some new entries because the 1980s, we only did the top 32.
Yeah,
we did.
So I added a few more in from each decade that we may have missed along the line. So this is our first bracket where we have 68.
It better be
so
crimp.
We have 68 play-in games.
Playing games.
So let's get right into it.
So we're going to start with our play-in round. Okay. The first one is a matchup of Lose Yourself by Eminem versus Love Yourself by Justin Bieber. So do you want to lose or love yourself?
I'm losing myself.
Yeah, I'm losing.
I'm losing.
Same. Yeah, losing.
Sweep it.
All right. Boo! First play-in game complete. Now, next one, we have Careless Whisper by George Michael versus Umbrella by Rihanna and Jay-Z.
Hey, man, I got to go with the I'm Never Gonna Dance Again.
With that saxophone?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it, dog.
I'm going to go Umbrella.
Careless Whisper.
Let me get that C-dub.
Yeah.
Yeah. Careless Whisper.
Yeah.
CW.
Yeah.
CW.
Unhappily ever after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Careless Whisper would be my vote, so. Chad's the only one that's weird.
Yeah.
just kidding. LA
over here.
Next one, I'll Make Love to You by the Boys to Men. They made it to a play-in game.
Ooh.
Versus Creep by Radiohead.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Do I want to get freaky? Like, which one do I want to do more? Give me the Radiohead Creep.
Yeah, I'm with Jamal.
Give me that Boys to Men.
Boys to Men. Boys to Men.
I'm not mad at you.
Okay, our last play-in game here. We have Clint Eastwood by the Gorillaz versus Bohemian Rhapsody.
Scott, I move. Yeah, give me the Bohemian Rhapsody.
It's one for Queen.
Yeah, Queen.
Queen is a clean sweep. That's all of our playing.
Looks like UCLA has moved on to the field of 64.
So now we start at the very top of round one. Mm-hmm. So first matchup, Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana. This was one that was not in our...
How did it not make it?
It's called round two now. Technically round two, yeah.
Yeah.
I like to call it round one.
Is this, this game on True TV?
Yeah.
This is the 11 a.m.
No,
this
is CBS.
On CBS.
CBS.
So Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana versus Lose Yourself by Eminem.
Smells Like.
Yeah, Nirvana.
Lose.
I'm losing myself. I'm going to go with Nirvana.
Yes.
Next matchup.
It's hard for the last question to go to 80s Baby Like Us. Because we was right in middle school when it came out.
So we have Crazy in Love by Beyonce featuring Jay-Z versus You Somebody by Kings of Leon.
Oof.
I've been rolling around.
Yeah, give me
rolling around.
Yeah, give you somebody.
rolling around. Yeah,
yeah.
It's the remix.
Not roaming around.
It's the remix.
No,
I've been rolling around.
On my floor.
All right,
looking at.
We have one
ceiling.
For you, somebody.
Same for me.
Two,
Leon.
Three,
Ponce de Leon.
That's a clean sweep.
All right.
Now our next matchup is Tainted Love by Soft Cell. Sorry. Almost called him Tainted Cell. Versus Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes.
Oh, yeah. Give me that. Seven Nation Army.
Yeah, Seven Nation.
Seven Nation.
Yeah. Yeah, clean sweep. Next matchup, Humble by Kendrick Lamar. Versus Someone Like You by Adele. I already know where he's going.
Yeah.
Not even gonna ask.
Yeah, give me that syrup sandwiches.
Yeah.
At Humble.
Humble. It's moving on.
Yeah, it's gonna move on, but I'm gonna go Dell.
Oh, I'm Kendrick. So almost a clean sweep. Next matchup, On Bended Knee by Boys to Men.
Ooh,
versus Wrecking Ball Miley Cyrus.
Miley.
Nah, give me that bended knee, dog.
Yeah, bended knee.
Isn't that the one that's like?
Yes. It's the one that got Lisa. It's the one that got Lisa Turtle in. Lisa
Turtle. Because I don't think this was one of the Boys to Men that was in our bracket. This was a new one that we added. I don't think on Bended Knee was.
Bended Knee was on there.
Yeah, it was. Both of them were.
They had like three on there.
Yeah, because it was that
Water
one.
Water Runs Dry.
Mariah Carey. Oh, yeah. That's
Water Runs
about that.
Dry was not on there, though.
Yeah. That's the one that wasn't on there.
Yeah. Yes.
That's right.
But they also had the Mariah Carey.
We don't ever talk anymore.
Yes, sir. That's sir, dog. All right. Sixth grade.
You were on Bended Knee, right?
At Shannon Bennett's house.
Chad?
Bended.
Bended Knee.
Bended.
Bended Knee it is. Sorry, Miley Cyrus. Nobody likes you.
No.
Thunder by Imagine Dragons versus Bad Romance by Lady Gaga.
Ooh. Okay. Give me Bad Romance.
Thunder.
Thundercats.
Oh. Bad Romance.
Here I'm going to go with Thunder by the Imagine Dragons.
Thunder.
Thunder. Next matchup, we have Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye.
Yes.
Versus Can't Feel My Face by The Weeknd.
Oh, Let's Get It On. Let's Get It On.
Yeah, I'm with Jamal. Let's Get It On.
Marvin.
Marvin Berry.
Marvin. It is. Marvin is a clean sweep. I Want to Know What Love Is by Foreigner.
I Want to Know What Love Is.
Versus Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
Ooh. Give me the Killers.
I Want to Know What Love Is.
No, give me that Mr. Brightside.
2-1 for Mr. Brightside.
It's 3-1.
Mr. Brightside moves on. It'd be 4-1.
No. Oh. Sorry.
Oh.
So I was Foreigner all the way.
Yeah.
You were Foreigner.
Yes.
I'm Mr. Brightside.
Okay. So yeah. I don't think that mattered, but.
Yeah.
No!
Needed to get my vote in.
Wow!
All right, next matchup.
Hey, what is going on here?
I won't make a terrible pun on this, but it's End of the Road by Boys to Men versus Careless Whisper by George Michael.
Shit.
That's the end of the road for Careless
That's
Whisper.
That's what I was about to say. I'll let you make the pun.
It's tough, though. I know y'all going to go Boys to Men. I'm going to go Careless Whisper. But
is that the one where they're in all...
With the blue jean shirt?
Yeah.
Blue jean on blue jean.
Canadian tuxedo. I think that's what it's called, isn't it? All blue jean.
Yeah.
Jacket and pant and jeans.
It was the Water Runs Dry video that was all white.
Yep.
Yep. It was by the water.
Yeah.
That's the tism right there when we remember all those details. All of them.
Are you Careless Whisper, Moose?
Yeah.
C Dub.
Okay. I'm Boys to Men.
Boys.
Yeah, boys.
ABC.
I would actually win Careless Whisper as well. Fun fact, I was just sitting here and calling myself out. I realized when this was put in, it's Carlos Whisper instead of
Carlos Whisper.
No, not Carlos. Carless.
I call it Carlos.
Like without a car.
Carlos.
All right, next matchup. Ain't No Sunshine by Bill Withers versus Like a Virgin by Madonna.
Ooh. Give me the... can't beat Bill's voice, man. Give me Bill.
Yeah, Ain't No Sunshine.
Billy.
Yeah.
Billy is a clean sweep. We now have Empire State of Mind by Jay-Z and Alicia Keys versus Rolling in the Deep by Adele.
Give me Hov and Rihanna. I mean Alicia Keys.
Jay-Z.
Adele.
Jay-Z.
I would have won Adele, but Jay-Z and Alicia Keys move on.
Mm-hmm.
Our next matchup is Hey Ya by Outkast versus I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston.
She give me that body. What was it up against?
Hey Ya by Outkast.
Andre 3000 and them boys.
Hey Ya was, I know, one that was not on our previous bracket.
No.
It was of all time.
Of all time, yes.
It's like top 10 all time.
I don't think Big Boy's not in that one, so technically it's just
it's just 3000.
It's the Love Below album. Give me whatever other than Hey Y'all.
I Will Always Love You.
Yeah, Bodyguard.
Outkast.
Let me get Whitney.
Whitney.
Whitney. Whitney moves on.
Can't beat that voice.
We now have a matchup of I Swear by All For One.
Uh-oh.
Versus Kiss From a Rose by Seal.
Shit. Give me
Seal's song Crazy didn't make it on the list either.
It was.
Crazy on
no,
it?
No.
Oh.
Not we're that. Never gonna
not Gnarls. Talking about Seal's version.
Unless you get a little crazy.
I thought you said it's crazy that that song.
Yeah, right.
Oh no,
that's what I thought. You
give me give me a kiss from a rose.
Take for me.
So that, I'm assuming that's your vote.
Yeah, I'm going Seal.
Yeah, Seal.
Yeah, Seal it is. That's a clean sweep.
Batman Forever.
We have Africa. By Toto.
Toto
versus Dream On by Aerosmith. Both good songs, but
give me a Dream On by Aerosmith.
Africa. All day.
That's tough.
It is. And if I'm not mistaken, when we did that bracket, Africa was like the number five.
Yeah, it was up there.
It was like top five.
Africa was one of our top. Africa made it to the championship.
Yeah, and it was like one verse five or something like that. Yeah, let me get that Toto.
Two for Toto, one for Dream On.
Three for Toto,
four for Toto. Toto,
yeah.
All right. Either way, we have Royals by Lorde versus I'll Be Missing You by Puff Daddy, Faith Evans, and 112.
Diddy.
Let's go ahead and put Diddy in the closet.
Go ahead and come out of the room right here and just start.
Diddy, man.
Spinning around.
Take that. Let me get Royals.
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 Royale with
this is the
baby
oil
side of the bracket.
All right. Next matchup, Staying Alive by the Bee Gees versus Purple Rain.
Ooh. Oh. Lake Minnetonka.
Yeah. Huh? Lake Minnetonka, dog. Give it to me. The Purple Legend.
Rain.
let me get that PR.
Yeah.
I tell you how cold-blooded Prince is at the airport, dog. They got a whole print, dog. They got a whole Prince, all kinds of Prince stores up there at the airport in Minnesota. Yep, so do.
All right, Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses versus I'll Make Love to You by Boys to Men.
I'll make love.
Depends on the movie mood you in.
Facts.
Well, the mood you're in right now.
Wait a minute. Was that one of the playing games?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Guns N' Roses.
So we have Sweet Child of Mine versus I'll Make Love to You. Yeah, Mala, what was your vote?
I'll Make Love to You.
Okay, Boyz II Men. Chad, you're voting for Guns Sweet Child of Mine? Sweet Child of Mine?
Mm-hmm.
I can't be mad at either one of these two because I
can't. One to one.
On both of them.
Let me get Axel.
2-1.
Give me the boys.
2-2. I'm going to go with Boyz II Men.
Yeah. Ain't mad at it.
All right. Here's one of our winners. Nobody Knows by Tony Rich.
There it is.
Hey.
Versus Losing My Religion by R.E.
Okay.
Ooh.
No contest.
You said that was such.
No contest.
I mean.
Such confidence.
That's me in the corner.
Yeah, man. I love that song. I got to go with that.
I'm with Jamal.
I'm R.E.M.
What?
Yeah, I'm R.E.M.
What are you?
Not R.E.M.
So we literally have eliminated the song that ran
ran through everybody.
Champion. Ran through the 90s.
For a terrible R.E.M.
For R.E.M. I would have gone Nobody Knows. So let the record state that we.
Hey, man, man.
Good Lord.
Almost.
We had a lot of hits.
We didn't like y'all voting that in anyway.
That's why I sang at karaoke.
That's what y'all get.
Wow.
Like y'all voting.
R.E.M. didn't even make the bracket.
That is our biggest upset.
You should have left that off.
It's Coastal Carolina.
I honestly, when I looked at all of these, when I was going through it, I was like, well, we all love Nobody Knows. I was like, it'll fly through that.
I wonder which song.
Whoa, what's wrong
Psych.
There?
I wonder which song roast more.
We just we just caught Wofford on a night where they hit all their.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. All right.
The 37-year-old hit 27 threes.
Yeah. Tony, if you're listening, we're sorry.
Poor
Wayne
Oscar.
I still love you. So,
I mean, I do too, but I just love that. I love that song, man.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
VH1 days, baby.
We're going straight into another winner. Let's see how they do.
Okay.
Crazy by Gnarls Barkley.
Okay.
Versus Tiny Dancer.
Oh!
He's going down.
Crazy.
Tiny Dancer.
Tiny.
Yeah, I hate it for Gnarls, but.
Oh!
Sorry, CeeLo. I'm sorry, CeeLo Green.
This is great. All right.
Fucking Tony Danza, dog.
Yeah.
Tony Danza moves on.
Damn.
All right. So now we'll tone it down a little bit. Let's Take Me to Church by Hozier versus Let's Stay Together by Al Green.
Okay.
Ooh.
I'm so in love with you.
So Jamal's taking Al Green.
Take Me to Church.
Whatever you go ahead, Tayo. It's all
Al Green. Al Green for me as well too.
You.
All right. We have
yes, sir.
We have another winner in this matchup.
All right.
First one. Don't Stop Believing by Journey versus Billie Jean by Michael
Jackson. Oh my gosh.
William John.
Journey.
Hey, I know all the white people is going Journey.
I know all the white
people. Not all these are two of my all time favorites.
Yeah.
Like I said,
well, good. I'm glad I made this difficult for you.
You're going to be the tiebreaker.
No, I'm going with Mike.
Yeah, me too.
And Mr. Rat.
Yeah, Ben, dog.
I would have went Mike as well.
Yeah, Ben's the name.
Next matchup, One Sweet Day by Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
It was a runner-up.
That was a runner-up. Versus Chandelier by Sia.
Ooh, Chandelier. I love it.
One Sweet Day.
No, you're shining down on me from heaven.
2-1.
Same.
3-1. One Sweet Day moves on. I would have went One Sweet Day as well. So,
damn.
Next matchup. Can't Help Falling in Love by UB40.
What?
versus Nonstop by Drake.
Oh,
I just flipped the switch.
Yeah, give me that drizzy.
Drake.
UB40.
I hate UB40. Can't stand that. I
mean, noted.
You know I got to if I'm voting Drake.
All right. I would win Drake as well. Here. Take it you're not a fan of Red Red Wine.
Give me Red Red Wine over that one.
Red Red Wine. Just that one. It was the one song for that movie.
All right.
Man, call to me.
Next matchup is Dancing Queen by ABBA
versus
Imagine by John Lennon.
Abba Zabba, you my only.
Go ahead and put John Lennon to bed.
Yeah, give me a Dancing Queen, dog. Yeah,
ABBA.
What was the other one?
Imagine. John Lennon.
I like Imagine. Give me John Lennon.
Give me Dancing Queen.
Dancing Queen. She moves on.
Yeah.
I'm mad at it.
Paper Planes by M.I.A.
Yeah.
Versus Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Ooh. I fly like paper, yeah, I like blame.
Planes.
Give me... Scaramouche.
Bohemian Rhapsody, Paper Planes.
I'm going Queen as well.
Queen.
I'm Queen. Queen moves on. Another Queen song, Under Pressure by Queen and David Bowie, versus a song that did not make our list, because I remember thinking this one didn't, Hotel California by the Eagles.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a solid matchup right there.
Give me Queen and David Bowie. I'm still pissed I haven't heard Fiona. Criminal. Yeah. God.
I've been a bad.
I don't think you will.
I know,
man.
Sure,
not on the list.
That's a good one.
That's one of the. Hey, man.
I do like that.
That's one of the best songs back in
Hotel California.
1-1. Oh wait, you picked Under Pressure, right, Jamal?
Yes.
Picked
just making sure. Trying to keep up my counts. We're really hurting Tayo's brain this bracket.
This
he's
is
really
a
had to
solid matchup right here.
This is good. This has been good.
This was tough. A really good bracket.
Let me go Under Pressure.
It's 2-1.
Yeah, I've got to go Under Pressure too. Just that harmony at the very end makes it for me.
I would want Under Pressure as well. Not that I hate Hotel California, but I like Under Pressure.
Out of all the Eagles
played
songs,
out to me.
That's not my favorite.
It's
Eagle
not
song.
My favorite Eagles song.
No. Get over.
What's your favorite Eagles song?
Ooh.
I'm put you on the spot.
What'd you say?
I asked him what his favorite Eagle song was.
Lion Eyes, probably.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Or Witchy Woman.
I like the Witchy Woman.
That's good. All right. Neither of those are in the next matchup. Bring Me to Life by Evanescence versus Heart of Glass.
Wake me up inside by Blondie.
So,
can't wake.
What is going on? This bracket is tough.
Say, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, give me a heart of glass.
Evanescence.
Heart of glass, one to one. Chad, one, bring me to life.
Heart of glass.
Bring me.
Heart of glass.
I'm the tiebreaker, and I'm going heart of glass as well.
Can't be mad at it.
Heart of glass.
Next one, September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Okay. Yes.
Versus Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin.
Ooh. Captain Planet and Led Zepp.
Yeah, give me.
Do you
by our powers combined?
Yeah, give me the Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Led Zeppelin.
One to one.
Yeah, let me get that Captain Planet.
It's two to one.
I feel the same way about Led Zeppelin as I do the Eagles. There's so much better songs.
Right.
Other than them. give me September.
I would win September as well. Four to one. It moves on.
Get that Dave Matthews.
This is, Chad's been the one. We've had a lot of those.
Yeah.
Four to ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Next matchup.
Just a different decade guy. Yeah.
Like a Prayer by Madonna
mm.
versus We Found Love by Rihanna featuring Calvin Harris. This is kind of one of those meh matchups.
Meh.
Like a Prayer did make a run. Though.
It did make
give
a
me,
run.
Yeah. Give me Like a Prayer.
Madonna.
Yeah, let me get that Madonna.
Sorry. Madonna is a clean sweep.
Sweep it. Yeah.
Here's another one of our winners. The second song is. First one, Thriller by Michael Jackson. Versus Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd.
Okay.
Give me that Thriller. It's cool to
Pink
me.
Floyd.
Thriller.
Something's evil lurking in the dark.
I have to maintain with what I said with the 70s bracket. It's one of my favorite songs of all time. I've got to take Wish You Were Here.
I'm going with Wish You Were Here as well.
Oh, my gosh.
William Jean's still out there.
Yeah.
That's the
all right, next matchup. We got two more left in.
He's on the Epstein list. So was Billy C, though. William Jefferson Clinton.
All right, Take on Me by Aha versus Stronger by Kanye.
Stronger.
Take on me.
Stronger.
I get to be the breaker here. I'm actually going to go with Aha here.
Yes.
All right. Last matchup of round two, Fireflies by Owl City.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's versus, Jamal's favorite.
Versus Believe by Cher.
Oh, my God.
So Owl City versus who?
Cher.
Yeah. Do you believe?
That one right there.
There's nothing in me that can make me pick that song.
Which
the beat
one?
Goes on. Sure. He hates that Owl City. What?
I ain't got no choice.
Oh, so I found a song he hates more.
Okay.
Gosh, Lee.
He doesn't like Tony Danza.
That's true. Watch Firefly.
And he also doesn't like It's a Wonderful Life. I'm writing a book on Jamal.
I don't like what?
It's a Wonderful Life.
What's the book title? Things Jamal doesn't like.
Miracle on Whatever Street.
Things Jamal don't like.
Yeah.
What?
Chad, what's your vote?
Owl City.
Owl City.
Yep. Owl City.
That's a clean sweep.
Clean sweep.
Round two.
I really like it.
Now we go back to the top.
Cher was out like Sonny Bono.
Good to know we're nowhere near the end, so it's got plenty of time to get around.
Y'all put out Tony Rich. I don't want to hear it anymore.
I know. That's...
Y'all put out Crazy.
Two winners put out. I put out Crazy.
Back to back.
Put out Tony Rich.
Damn it.
It was personal.
Personal.
I'm coming at Billie Jean next.
All right. We're back to the top. We have Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana versus You Somebody by Kings of Leon.
Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Nirvana.
Yeah, let me get that Nirvana.
Yeah. I'm not pissed at all.
He's like, this one of those ones that
that's a clean sweep.
I like better songs than that one.
All right.
Yeah. Literally.
I know.
In Bloom. Mm-hmm. So much. I like In Bloom. I get it, though.
Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes versus Humble by Kendrick.
Bing, bing, pray for me. Yeah, give me that. My left stroke just went viral.
Seven Nation Army.
Seven Nation.
Humbly.
Sorry, Kendrick fans. I'm going with Seven Nation.
Yep. Now he's getting pissed.
Now he's a little.
Now he's feeling it.
Now he's going blood pressure went up a notch.
That was a winner, too.
Yeah.
20. So, Billie Jean is still alive. We took out
the 90s. The 2000s and 2010 winners are all gone.
Yes.
70s and 80s are all that remain, right?
Remain, yes.
Nostalgia.
Yeah. What was and the, all gone by round three two. So yeah. far.
What was the 70s winner?
Okay. Wish You Were Here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Over Tony Danza.
Pinky.
Yes.
Right?
I think so. I'd have to look back.
Who's Siri?
Is that my Siri? No. Did Ollie just talk?
That's what I was going to say. We may have had the first animal speak.
Anyway.
That kind of scared me.
That was a little weird. It was. Still don't know. Anyways, okay. Next matchup, Unbended Knee by Boyz II Men versus Thunder.
I didn't care for that.
I neither.
No, I didn't care for that. Where's your phone at, Jamal? let's check our phones. I don't.
Yeah, mine was not.
I think the FBI just chimed in.
They're mad about Tony Rich.
Yeah, mine's not even on to where it would say anything other.
Mark that.
Hey, that's good. Hey man, that's kind of scary as hell.
Y'all remember that.
See if audio picked that up. What's our timestamp right now?
It was about the 48 and a half minute mark.
We're about to go Stranger Things on this shit.
Damn.
All right. So On Bended Knee by Boyz II Men versus Thunder by Imagine Dragons.
Y'all need to watch out for some Demogorgons.
Yeah, man. On Bended Knee for sure.
Thunder.
Boys.
Knees.
Bees. Boys, knees.
Bended. Knees. Moves on.
No knees, Denise.
All right. Do you want to get it on with Marvin Gaye, or do you want to be Mr. Brightside with the Killers?
Oh.
Damn. Like that.
Well, I'm going to get it on the bright side.
give me... Marvin Gaye.
Give me the Killers.
One to one. I think every time he's voted, he's done that.
Marvin. Let me get Marvin.
2-1.
Marvin.
Yeah, Marvin Gaye.
3-1. I would have went Marvin Gaye. 4-1.
Yeah. It's a good song.
We're back with the boys. We got End of the Road versus Ain't No Sunshine by Bill Withers.
Oof. Is it the end of the road for Bill?
Maybe.
It's
gonna be our pun.
Give me that. Ain't no sunshine.
Ain't no sunshine.
Billy.
No, it's the end of the road for Boyz II Men. Okay. They have hit the end of the road.
Yeah.
What was your vote?
Yeah, end of the road.
Mine too. So sorry, boys. This is the end of the road. Bill moves on. Empire State of Mind by Jay-Z and Alicia Keys versus I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston and Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford.
Yeah. Kevin Costner. Yeah. My bad. I get them confused sometimes for some reason. Don't know why.
Kevin Costner, if you're listening, please reach out to us.
We want to remake Waterworld.
Yeah. Yeah. Got some great plans for that.
Dances with
Wolves. Empire. Jamal. Give me Hove.
One for Empire State of Mind.
Empire State of Mind.
I will always love you.
Dead serious. He's like.
He sounded like he was saying that to somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
He did.
I will always love you.
Yeah.
He dedicated that to somebody.
That came from the heart.
It's like Kim.
It he called in the radio death. Station. Like I'd like Kim. To dedicate yes. this song to
Kim.
This song's to Kim. Kimbo. I will always
remember
love
when you.
You
had to do that back in Kimbo. The day?
He follows up. I will always love you.
I will always love you.
Then you push record on your tape deck and you record it.
Yeah, he says it's so stone faced.
Yeah. It's like,
he's making a mixtape to him.
Yeah.
He's talking into, he plugs his headphones into the mic jack.
Hey, Kim,
it's Matt.
I'll always love you.
Just remember, I will always love you.
Yeah.
Give me.
While you had Q105 being announced in the background.
Yeah.
You're listening to Q105.
This is for Matthew.
Yeah.
This song goes out to Kim.
This song
Matthew.
Goes out to Kim.
He says, I will always love you.
Yeah.
Give me
those
Whitney.
Those are the good days, man.
Oh, so it's a tie. I'm going to go with Jay-Z. I'll always love you.
Yeah.
Sorry, Whitney. We will always love you.
Yeah.
Kimbo, oh, dude, that has some nostalgia written all over it.
Yeah, that was great.
That's fantastic.
Kiss from a Rose by Seal. Also on one of the Batman soundtracks, I'm pretty
sure. Forever.
Versus Africa by Toto. Not the Wizard of Oz. Dog,
give me Seal.
Africa.
I like both of these.
I do, too.
Lock them a lot.
This might be bad. Let me get Scarface.
Dog, he went there. Yeah, that was Matthew. In case anybody,
Seal, he will always love you.
Seal, if you want to write to the show, please address to Matthew.
Yeah,
make a lot of
straight Matthew.
He said, "I will always love you." I like how he prefaced it too. I probably shouldn't say this.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what he said now.
Hey, all I'm going to say is Scarface had Heidi Klum.
Yeah.
That's true.
All I'm going to say.
True.
Wow.
Damn.
So 2-1, Seal.
Give me Africa.
I get to be the tiebreaker.
Oh, man. Great if we heard a knock on the door. Seal's like, come outside, Matt. I got to talk to you.
Hello.
I'm going to go Africa. So Africa will move on. Sorry, Seal.
Thank you.
Your Lord road ends now.
Dark.
We got Royals by Lord versus Purple Rain.
Oh, shit. Give me...
Don't do it.
Give me Purple Rain.
Blouses.
Yeah, game.
Lake Minnetonka. Lake
the game. Blouses.
Uh-huh. Straight out the waters.
Purple Rain moves on.
Do you want some pancakes?
That's a clean sweep, right?
Sorry, Lord A.
Do you want some pancakes?
All right, Boyz II Men still alive in other songs. Because they're like
they
the
have
only
multiple.
Ones. They actually have two that they're still left than the ones that we've already looked at.
I'll always love you.
This will, yeah. This,
on
no.
One sweet was, day.
They're going to make love to you now. By the end of that, you may be losing your religion. So
I'm not losing shit.
That's Wade in the corner.
So that would mean we have I'll Make Love to You by Boyz II Men versus Losing My Religion by R.E.M.
Give me Rim.
Oh my God. This song's gonna haunt us. You realize this, right?
It ain't gonna haunt me.
Boyz II Men.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's gonna end, but I'm going REM as well.
Thank you. Boyz II
Men.
I am mad at it. I mean, damn.
Yeah, me
neither. I'm mad because it took out Tony Rich.
Well,
and I grew up, and here's the thing. Like, I know.
I thought we all collectively agreed.
Yes.
That was the greatest song of the
90s. No.
And then REM comes along.
Says,
Michael Stipe looks like he has an autoimmune disease. And
man,
somehow.
Hey, man, don't be mad because he can wear fedoras better than you.
You can have
Hey, Mose, what's the frequency, Kenneth?
That's what I'm saying, man.
I'll always love you.
From Matt.
I grew up listening to R.E.M. Right.
This song goes out to Jamal from your buddy Matt.
It makes me want to go buy a boombox right now.
Losing My Religion this morning on Q105.
Do 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 do.
That's me in the corner.
Speaking of Jamal and songs he hates.
Tony Danza,
one of his favorites. That is great.
Firefly.
Tiny Dancer by Elton John versus Let's Stay Together by Al Green.
I'm so in love with you.
So these two are
Reverend
Al Green.
Whatever
I'm Tiny.
You wanna do. Hey, the Reverend, dog.
Where are you going?
Huh?
You going
Al? You going Al Green over to Tiny Dancer?
I am too.
3-1. I would have went Al Green as well. So
there you go.
It's a good ass song.
Again, Chad is the one.
I love Elton John like the rest of people.
I wouldn't have been mad either way with that one.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
All
right.
Al Green's
the outlier.
One of our champions that still remains.
I will always love you.
Billie Jean.
William.
I'm about to get rid of this one.
Versus One Sweet Day by Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men.
Here we go.
William Jean.
Here we go.
Billie Jean.
Billie Jean.
Not my lover. I would have voted for Billie Jean.
I'm going Billie Jean. All right. We have Nonstop by Drake versus Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Oops, sorry, Drizzy. I got to go with that ABBA, though. I got to go with that ABBA.
Oh, wait. What?
Dancing.
ABBA, Drake?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nonstop, Dancing Queen.
No problem.
They couldn't wait.
I already know where you're going, so you don't have to vote. What are you two doing?
I was trying to steal Taylor's wallet, but Chad had to tell him in the door.
I just had to look. Oh, yeah.
What's your vote?
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
ABBA, Drake.
Nonstop by Drake. Dancing Queen, ABBA.
Dancing Queen.
Yeah. ABBA.
ABBA's ABBA.
You That's my a only clean sweet.
My only friend.
I will always love you. It'll have its button next week.
Yeah, I was going to say we need to clip it. Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen versus Under Pressure by Queen and David Bowie. Oh, we have a Queen matchup.
Give me
with a little dust of David.
Scott Queen.
A whole lot of David.
Yeah.
Scott Amouche.
Yeah, give me Queen.
Which one? You have to specify this time.
Scaramouche.
I'm going to take another one, Bites of Dust.
Yes. Why was that not on the list?
Let me get Bohemian.
It's moving on, regardless.
Yeah. I don't guess it matters. I would have taken Under Pressure.
I would have, too.
It's a good one.
But Bohemian Rhapsody moves on. Heart of Glass by Blondie. Versus September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Give me the Heart of Glass.
I feel like this was a matchup.
It might have been. I have to go back and look at our bracket.
September.
Yeah, I'm going Captain Planet. Do you
remember? Give me Heart of Glass.
And I will be the tiebreaker, and I will go Heart of Glass as well. Like a Prayer by Madonna versus our other remaining champion, Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd. It should be pretty.
Pink Floyd.
Give me the Floyd brothers.
Floyd.
The Floyd brothers. I don't know if they've ever been called.
It's like he was referencing like the Wright brothers.
Give me the brothers Floyd.
Uh-oh.
Pot roast in the hair, dog.
Yeah. So that's a clean sweep. Wish you were here. All right. One of Jamal's other least favorite songs in the world. We have Take On Me by A-ha versus Fireflies by Owl City.
Take On Me.
Yeah. I knew that was coming.
Take On Me.
Very quickly.
Gosh.
Let's just be honest. Whoever wins this is going up against Wish You Were Here. So.
Somebody going home.
Really?
Mm-hmm. What are we down here?
Okay.
This is the last one of the round.
For some reason, I thought we were back up at the
top. Nope, we're about to be.
Okay.
So we have two for Take On Me.
Let me get that A-ha.
Take Me On.
That's a clean sweep.
Screep.
So Fireflies, you will not have to hear it anymore, Jamal.
There you go.
I'll
back to the top. Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana versus Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes.
Nirvana.
Mm.
I would have went Seven Nation Army.
Me too.
Nirvana moves on.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's a really good song.
That's okay.
Had to get left out.
All right. On Bended Knee by Boyz II Men.
Okay.
Versus Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye.
Oh, if you could collaborate both them songs.
I'm gonna have to, yeah. Give me On Bended Knee.
Yeah, Boyz II Men.
2-0. Marvin's looking for love.
Yeah.
In all the wrong places. Look.
It should be a clean sweep, but I'm going to give Marvin some love, actually. I'm going to go Marvin Gaye.
You can decide the fate, or you can
bend the knee.
Bended Knee will move on. I would have went
Bended Knee. I ain't mad at it. Got nothing but love for it.
Ain't No Sunshine by Bill Withers versus Empire State of Mind by Jay-Z and Alicia Keys.
I just see that scene from Old School. Ain't No Sunshine playing, and Will Ferrell calling his soon-to-be ex-wife. leaving that voicemail.
Let me get Hov and Ricard? Alicia Keys.
What was that, Jamal?
Hov and Alicia Keys.
Okay. Empire State of Mind has
won. Yeah, the Concrete Jungle. Yeah, Empire State of Mind.
Let me get that Billy Withers.
2-1.
This one was tough for me.
I know. All right, 2-2. My bad. I thought you were done.
No. Yeah, give me Billy with.
I will go with Bill Withers as well. Be the tiebreaker.
The Withers is moving.
He moves.
William Withers.
Africa by Toto versus Purple Rain.
Oh.
By Prince.
I never meant to call you.
Yeah, man, give me the Apollonia and that Purple Rain.
Yeah, Africa.
Only want to
one
see
to one.
You.
Purple.
What did you?
Africa.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Sorry.
Yeah, Purple Rain.
Okay, it moves on. I would have went to Africa. So, Chad, you're not wrong.
Thank you.
All right, back to the boys. I'll Make Love to You versus Let's Stay Together by Al Green.
Somebody.
I want the Al Green.
I'll Make Love to You.
I don't like how you looked at me when you said that.
I will always love you.
From Chad.
He was, and then he looked at you. He looked at me and he was like, I'll make love to you.
I'll make love to you.
Like, he was very stern in his eyes. And I was like, I don't know.
To CJ from Chad, this is I'll Make Love to You.
Keep rocking.
Keep rocking. Dear CJ, keep rocking. Happy birthday.
Off the rails.
Great.
Tao is out of his seat.
It's still the greatest gift I've ever given anyone.
That is like, yes, that was hilarious.
Keep rocking.
Two shots. Keep rocking.
I'll have to find it. I'll have to bring it
Oh,
down.
I've what got a photo.
I got it. It's on my Instagram.
I've got the actual photo.
That's even better.
I didn't get rid of it.
If we ever have a studio, that needs to be hung up in
it. It will be.
Shirtless man.
Where are we? I've already forgot to mention.
So it's I'll Make Love to You versus Let's Stay Together, and it's 1-1.
Okay.
Yeah. Tao hadn't voted yet. Tao, what's your vote?
I'll roll with Boys to Men.
Al Green.
God.
Tied up.
This one's tough. I'm going to go Al Green.
Yeah.
Like all right. Another champ still living. Billy Jean by Michael Jackson versus Dancing Queen by Ava.
Damn. Damn. What's the matchup again?
Billy Jean versus Dancing Queen.
Damn.
They kind of run slightly.
It rhymes. Give me that William Jean.
Billy Jean, the Dancing Queen.
I'm going to go Ava.
1-1.
Billy.
2-1.
Yeah, Billy.
3-1. I would have went Billy as well. So 4-1. Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen versus Heart of Glass by Blondie.
Ooh, Heart of Glass.
Glass.
Wow. Heart of Glass versus Bohemian Rhapsody.
Queen.
2-1.
21-21.
Heart of Glass.
3-1. It moves 31, on. I would have went Bohemian Rhapsody, but I like Heart of Glass, too. Last matchup of the round, whatever we're in, 4, I think. Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd versus Take On Me by A-ha. our other champion.
Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd is 1.
Pink Floyd.
2.
Pink.
3.
Pink.
4. 5.
Sweep.
Me, that's a sweep. Now we go back to the top. We are in the quarters.
Smells Like Teen Spirit.
That is matchup number 1 versus On Bended Knee by Boys to Men.
Ooh. Same around the same time. Smells Like was 6th grade. Bended Knee was
Smells Like On Bended Knee.
Smelling kneecaps.
Start mashing songs together. Yeah. Let's do that.
Give me that Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yeah, Nirvana.
Nirvana.
3. It's going to move on regardless.
Bended Knee.
I would have went Bended Knee as well. But Smells Like Teen Spirit has eliminated Boys to Men there. Mm-hmm. Ain't No Sunshine by Bill Withers versus Purple Rain by Prince.
See you, Bill.
Yep.
Yep. You'll be purple.
Let It Rain.
Shout out to T.A. Lake Minnetonka.
Raindrops. Drop top.
Raindrops. Keep
Purple Rain is a clean sweep. Let's Stay Together by Al Green versus Billie Jean by Michael Jackson. We're about to have a 1v1 matchup here in a minute, I'm afraid. We'll be one remaining champion.
Just yeah, in time for Just Soup.
Give me that William Jean.
Yeah, Billie Oop. Jean.
Michael Jeffrey Jackson. We'll move on. Regardless of our votes. What was your vote?
I've already forgot the other one.
Let's Stay Together.
Let's Stay Together.
I would have went Billie Jean. 4-1.
Damn,
last matchup, Heart of Glass by Blondie versus Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd.
Heart of Glass.
Pink Floyd.
Wasn't me. That was Chance. You didn't see him lean? He said lean with it.
I felt that one straight on
there. Caught him leaning.
I did lean in your direction or opposite.
It wasn't me.
Rock with it.
So we have 1-1 right now.
Yeah.
Tao, your vote. It's processing.
I just keep hitting Shaggy in my head now. Since
it wasn't me. Saw him banging on the counter.
It wasn't me.
Saw me banging on a sofa.
Think Heart of Glass or Wish You Were Here More. Get that.
Pink.
Give me the Floyd Brothers.
I should not drink my That's coffee. That's
right. Floyd Brothers.
Floyd Brothers move on. We will have a champion versus champion.
Floyd
we
Brothers.
We are in the semi.
Floyd is the name.
Final four.
Final four. We have Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Floyd the Barber.
Yep. By Nirvana.
Smelling.
Versus Purple Rain by Prince.
Oh, that's a great match.
Semifinal one.
Okay.
Purple Rain.
Nirvana.
1-1.
Lake Minnetonka.
2-1.
Purple Rain.
3-1. 4-1.
Okay.
Here it goes.
All right. Champion versus champion matchup in the semis. Billie Jean versus Wish You Were Here.
William Jean.
Pink Floyd.
I'm going Michael.
Floyd Brothers.
I'm going Floyd as well.
Oh, my gosh.
Here we go.
Purple Rain by Prince versus Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd. This is the final game of the Ultimate Music Bracket. Purple Rain has one vote. Chad, what's your vote?
Pink Floyd.
Wish You Were Here has one, so it's 1-1.
Lake Minnetonka.
Purple Rain has two votes.
I'm going to tie it up.
Lake Minnetonka.
Wish You Were Here.
It's on you.
I will be the tiebreaker gladly, and I'm going to go with Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
This is a no-lose right there.
Yes.
I literally could have went Purple Rain. I could have went Purple
Rain. Yeah, I like both of them.
So.
Had Toto been
that
in
is
there.
The ultimate music bracket.
I will always love you.
From the 70s.
Coming from.
I will make
it. 2010.
I will make love to you.
Maybe that's how he said it. He did emphasize on the will.
Will. I will
Instead
make love.
Instead of I'll, he was like, I will make love to you.
There was no I'll. It was a I will.
We're going to slow it down a little bit now.
Anyway.
Coming from Matt.
One thing I didn't notice as we were doing this. Boys to Men, speaking of them, had so many different songs.
But what's crazy is that they're all on the same album.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, literally.
They're all on the same.
Well, they had two albums.
With the exception of...
we're pretty good.
One Sweet Day, but the rest of them are all on the
same. Yeah, never mind.
I was going to try to see if I could pull up their albums real quick.
I thought they had two popular albums, but maybe they didn't.
Say two is the one.
Coolio Harmony, and then two.
Yep.
I'll make love to you.
There was an album
on
before that one.
Those two were on the two album. Also, Water Runs Dry was on the two album.
Yep.
Water
Runs Dry. All of them were except Once We Do.
Yeah, because that was Mariah Carey's, technically. So, yeah, so Boyz II Men, very dominant in the five decades, I think we did?
Yep.
70s, 80s, 90s, 10s, or 2000s. And 10s.
They were more down. I thought that Adele would be. Man, she's got so many songs, man.
I really thought Tony Rich would make it through.
That's the one that shocked me the most. I really thought, when I like I said, I looked at each one of these. Some of them were tough, but when I looked at that one, I thought, the way we ran Tony Rich through the bracket.
Just disregard
in the 90s.
Just disregard
and
but it's all, I mean, it's all about matchups.
I know.
Though.
It is. Exactly. That's true. Like, but you, it was like you said, we ran into.
But both of those songs were from the 90s.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just.
That's a decade we're all
but
really.
Honestly,
but Smell Like Teen Spirit went in the bracket.
Right.
Yeah. The 90s was a very influential
and it should
bracket.
Be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rap really came alive.
I mean, grunge was
grunge
big
was coming
right
on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Criminal could have took it.
Dog. Yes.
Fiona Explicit Apple. Lyrics
that's exactly
were getting
what
popular.
I was about to say, man. If Fiona was in there, dog, she'd have been hard to get knocked off.
I agree with that.
Why do I always think of Shrek when you say Fiona?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Trick and feel.
But yeah, so that's the ultimate music bracket. Pink Floyd, you won your decade, and you won the ultimate music bracket. Purple Rain was not in either any of our brackets either, and it.
I don't know how.
It's just the way it goes.
Well,
because it was.
No, it was in that top 100 though.
It was.
My Heart Will Go On also wasn't in this one.
No.
Kiss for Prince was in there, and
Little Red Corvette.
Yeah, Crazy. Let's go crazy.
Oh, Let's Go Crazy.
Yeah, Let's Go Crazy.
Yeah, so in our semifinals, you had a matchup of two songs that weren't in any of our decade brackets versus two songs that won our decade brackets. So, you know.
Yeah. But that just makes me wonder, how in the world was Nirvana not in the top place or popularity?
I think a lot of it, and here's the thing, the other brackets that we did were
based
on...
Or was it money, Nate?
They were based on, like, writer votes and things.
Yeah, that's the...
That was the Billboard one.
Or Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
But, like, what I did the other decades, I based it on plays sales, and things of that nature. So... Yeah, it's just the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah.
But this time when I built this one, I asked specifically for the top 30 songs in those decades, and I went through to look and see, okay, what did we not have?
Yeah.
Right.
And what would I see? Like, I know...
Well, that shows.
Like, Purple Rain and Smells Like Teen Spirit were two that I looked at. I was like,
those need to be
in this one. Yeah. Just to see how they do.
And they did well.
I did not think Losing My Religion was going to... I was like, well, that one can go in there. Nobody's going to want that one.
But it's funny though, because you could put any other REM song anywhere and I'll never choose it. That's my one.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
I don't know that I can name another one.
I can name
several. Man on the Moon.
Shiny Happy People.
Stand. Yep. What's the Frequency? Kenneth.
Yep. I never liked them.
That's why I shoved that album in my
Apple Music. That's off their album Monster.
Yep.
Haven't liked them since they shoved that album in my Apple Music without asking.
That was YouTube.
That was YouTube, wasn't it? I thought it was R.E.
No. R.E. ain't do it like that.
I don't like YouTube then.
Somebody said...
Radio songs.
I saw a TikTok. Somebody said they should put the Epstein files on everybody's phone like they did that god-awful
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good. We rolled through that bracket, though.
Yeah.
It was pretty quick, actually. So now we've done all kinds of music, so now we got to find... New things to.
I think we should talk
bracketize
about athletes from different decades.
Athletes.
No,
lots of sports.
Athletes.
Yeah, top sports moments.
We could do top sports moments from decades.
Tough. I think sports moments is tough. I like athlete. I don't mind athletes.
Yeah, I'd like to do the athletes.
Like
you could do like the biggest moments from the 80s and the 90s.
I mean, Jim Brown, man. Was out there doing track
athletes. I'm down. I mean, the moments. Everybody's got a different opinion on moments.
Well, that's the whole point.
But I mean, I don't think there's.
I will always love you, Sammy Sosa.
What was the bigger moment? What was the But anyway, just thoughts.
Thoughts with Chance.
College football
like
ramps up this week. Semis.
Okay, so man.
Oh. Which we're going to pick those games?
Oh, yeah.
You pick
those? Yeah, we could do those.
Oh, hey.
We got time?
What color's the watch?
Yeah, I've got plenty of time.
It's white.
You got it.
Ding, ding, ding. Right,
like, okay.
Good job.
Is your favorite Jordan moment 1989, May 7th?
Oh, yeah.
Over against Greg Hilo or Byron Russell, the one against Byron Russell?
Yeah.
At the
98?
Yeah.
98.
I think I'm
NBA Finals.
Yeah, I think I'm.
That Byron moment Russell. Right there is what I'm going with. I mean, I loved that moment against Hilo, man. I mean,
You know what to do.
That's that iconic.
That is an iconic.
Both of those are iconic.
But Byron Russell, I don't give a damn what anybody said. He can push off straight butter right there from the corner.
Mine is the
where's the butter?
It's on the elbow. It was on the elbow. Mine.
That won a ship right there, man.
That I know, man. But that's my birthday. I was watching that game where he went over Elo.
Yeah, May 7th. That's Jamal's birthday.
Went over Joe. Hey, I was watching that game at day two, dog.
But you know what
about
though?
Going off.
Not just that, but he did it not once but twice.
Yeah.
He did it over Gerald Wilkins.
Yeah. And Jordan said, "I don't know what the coach was thinking, putting Craig Elo instead of Ron Harper on me."
Hey, when I watched that documentary, Elo was talking about it. It was too funny.
Pull up my funniest one.
CFP. So you got Miami.
I got it right here.
You got Miami. Taking on.
You got to memorize?
The Buckeyes. Yeah. Buckeyes are favored -9.5.
Are you going with me? Okay. Let's back to NFL. Wait. Okay. Shit. I mean, I would love to see Miami win. I just don't. I don't know. Give me Miami.
Miami.
Canes, baby.
I'm with Wade. I'd like to see Miami win, but I think Ohio State wins.
Ohio State gonna win that game.
Canes, baby.
Next matchup. We starting on New Year's Day.
Let's see if he gets it right.
We got Oregon.
You got it right.
Texas Tech.
Oregon.
Texas Oregon. Tech is favored minus
this
2.5.
This is the bookie over here. What are you talking about? He's gonna have it right.
Believe this one, the over under was 55.5.
Oregon's favored 2.5.
The line's
changed.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. No, Oregon's favorite. That's why I said I'm taking Texas Tech on the money line side. So it was plus.
Give me Oregon.
I like the Raiders.
Give me Prefontaine.
I've not watched a single Texas Tech game this year, but I'm going to go Texas Tech.
I have.
Defense is solid.
Air front seven, dog.
Yeah.
Math, dog. Give me Texas Tech.
Tech.
I'm taking Tech, too.
Just me, then.
All right, next up, you got Alabama.
See, Prefontaine.
Bama taking on them Hoosiers. This is Scoop's new favorite team. He got Big Ten gear. He got it all. Championship. Alabama is the dog, plus 7.5. Indiana's minus 7.5 here.
I think the Cinderella story ends right here. For Indiana, I'm going to go roll damn tide.
I'm going to go Indiana.
I'm going Indy.
Yeah, I think everybody still wants Indiana to lose, but it ain't happening yet.
I think Indiana wins.
That was for you, Kim. I voted for Alabama just for you.
I think Indiana does win.
I will always
love you. Always love you.
Yeah. I will always love you.
Alabama.
And then we got
somebody
the night
needs to
game.
Call radio the station, Dave. See if you can request a song like that.
And then we got the night game. We got the Ole Miss Rebels taking on the Georgia Bulldogs. Georgia's favored minus 6.5. Over-under's 58.5.
Can you put me on the air?
Yeah.
am I calling number three? Am I calling number three?
Give me the dogs.
Georgia.
Call the dogs.
Georgia.
Yeah, give me them down south Georgia boys.
I hate it. This is a sweep. It's Georgia.
Georgia.
Yeah.
Georgia.
I want Ole Miss to win just because I don't like Lane, but.
There you go.
Yeah, he's at LSU. And
I know
LSU
that, but I'm
says,
just saying, I want Ole Miss to win. Yeah.
And a
I
quote
don't like
from
Lane,
LSU, so. We don't give a fuck. Because
I want them to win.
We paying
him
for
him.
Whatever we got to build this roster.
I think it's unfortunate they drew Georgia. So, yeah.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah, it is.
And breaking news, Chip Kelly is headed to Northwestern.
Don't care.
Yeah.
Also,
Chippy.
Don't care about that one.
No.
No.
We got time for a challenge.
Why do you not?
Was that
like,
it?
Why do you not like Lane Kiffin?
Was that all the games?
It says there's
four. Only four.
Quarterfinals.
I like Lane. I think he's a doucher.
Because he didn't go to Nebraska. That's why you don't like him.
I don't like what
he still likes Scott Frost.
You know what would be absolutely hilarious? Is if he ends up at Nebraska at some point. And then Chad's like, oh,
yeah,
I love him.
Yeah.
Got like a Lane Kiffin shirt.
That's the way a lot of Kentucky fans were with Calipari.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now everybody wants Pope gone. I mean, it just, you know, it is what it is.
Not everybody wants
That's Kentucky.
Gone. Kentucky fans are the worst.
They're ridiculous.
Terrible.
And I probably pissed off a lot of people saying that, but that's facts.
I'm a Kentucky fan. I can say it.
You're not wrong.
Please call in and ask for Matt.
I will always love you.
I think most Kentucky fans would agree with what you just said.
Yeah, I think the loudest ones are the dumbest. So
yeah, those are the ones that be like, we ain't ignorant. We ain't.
Well, I know Ball. He needs to play his 2-3. Right. 2-3 zone.
Yeah, it's those. Like, those are the ones that would be mad at
those
you.
You put
them
teams
everybody.
In a 2-3 zone, they won't be able to, you know, you got to penetrate it to the middle of the floor and kick it out. And a lot of teams, they just ain't smart enough.
They like to throw in
Shut
that
up.
Nail comment that Jimmy Dykes always wants to
Why?
That's the reason why I don't listen to
hey,
those shows.
Why ain't Trent Noah playing as much anymore? He's the best player on the team. Shut up. Shut up.
That's the reason why I do not listen to those shows.
But for the Kentucky fans,
just, why don't listen to KSR?
Just think that's why. No, that's what it's. Imagine what it's like in Alabama with Auburn and Alabama football. It has to be
Matt
like,
Jones.
Well,
actually
number
has
one,
some sense.
Between Matt Jones and Paul Feinbaum, who you want to listen to more?
Matt Jones.
Matt Jones.
Okay. I ain't listening to either one.
Matt Jones actually has some
lead
sense about
asides.
They both get on my last damn nerves.
Lead asides.
Lee decides.
Lee decides.
Chad gonna go with that.
Yeah, Lee decides.
Yeah, I burnt them trees down. Roll damn tide.
Yeah, I burnt up my couch.
That dude's dead.
They're still asking for Bear Bryant to come back.
Yeah.
Bring Bear Bryant back.
Kentucky is
Where's too. He at right now?
Kentucky is too.
Yeah.
Kyle Whittingham left Utah. Now he's the head coach of Michigan.
66 years old.
We got time for a challenge?
Hmm. Oh. We
okay.
got time.
Yeah.
Let's do a challenge.
Christmas to New Year.
Quick question.
I'll go to the gym after this. Yeah.
Quick question.
Who here likes onions?
Oh, I thought of something last night.
Tell us.
Oh.
I think that this we couldn't do this in the morning.
Yeah.
I mean, you could. It just wouldn't suck. If all of us brought our Subway order, our go-to Subway order in here, and like cut it up.
Into fives.
Into fifths. And we had to try each other's Subway order. CJ would struggle with that.
Yeah, I would struggle with that.
Way getting that Italian BMT.
It's
Or has that changed now?
Yeah, they changed the name. Oh, crap. It's like the Beast or something.
Yeah, it's like all the beats.
I don't know. That Subway Club's been kind of where it's at lately.
Subway... It's one of my least favorite.
What?
Yeah.
I love it.
Just never been.
You like Jersey Mike's better?
No.
Don't like, I'd rather have Jimmy John's here.
I like Jersey Mike's.
I like Jimmy John's. I'm not a fan of Jersey Mike's sandwich guy. Like, I mean, I'll eat them, but I just don't.
I'm a big sandwich guy.
Not a big. I would rather have something else.
Meatball sub.
I can get down with that.
What was yours? Like turkey and cheese and mayonnaise?
Yeah, mine was pretty.
That's mine.
Black pepper.
Mine's turkey, lettuce, mayo. Bacon, cheese, on flatbread.
I got a couple.
Yeah, I've got two.
If we do that, you'll.
I'll go with the cold cut combo.
I can handle the lettuce. Mayonnaise just is
lettuce, tomato.
To me that I don't
pickles, banana pepper, what is jalapenos.
I don't love mayonnaise.
A little
love
salt and pepper, a little oil and vinegar
extra,
on that
extra
one.
Mayonnaise.
I don't love any of those.
I'll be like,
but
I want bread and nothing but mayonnaise.
I'd throw up. I would refuse. I would act like I ate it and throw it over to the dog. Like, I'll eat this. I'm sitting where Teo's at. I'm just going to start.
King God.
Can you imagine putting that sandwich together with five different types? I mean, it's like a different bite every.
No, he was. Well, that's not.
That's what I'm saying. If we all did fists, then you have to put it together into one sandwich. I got you.
That'd get a little weird if you threw meatball.
Are you meat? You're meatball.
I would
right?
throw a meatball in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, meatball like stuff's good.
Get all bread with mayonnaise followed by meatball.
I get that steak and cheese.
Hardy.
Steak and cheese. Hardy.
That steak and cheese. That chicken teriyaki.
That chicken teriyaki is thunder. Hey,
that steak too. Egg and cheese for their breakfast is fire, too.
Throw on that guac. I'll put that on.
I might just piss everybody off.
Guac.
I love tuna.
E-guac.
Tuna.
Get that tuna with some jalapeno on there.
Tuna's one of those things.
Salt and pepper.
The smell of tuna.
American cheese.
Get the sweet
tuna,
onion teriyaki.
Yeah, tuna with some tuna with a meatball.
God. Yeah, okay.
Why does this meatball taste like it was swimming?
Straight up smelling tuna.
Mm. Yeah,
right in the middle of your sandwich.
Two food smells I can't stand. Tuna and
fish.
Deviled eggs.
But tuna's
I love deviled eggs.
Oh, now deviled eggs, I'm out.
Give me the deviled
eggs. I'm eating about 10 of them.
My wife makes deviled eggs a lot for family functions, and I hate when she's fixing
them. Kim does it. Yeah. Kim will fix that, or she'll fix a specific type of salad. And I can't.
Salad?
I can't.
I love
my sister.
What kind of salad is it? She's fixing it. The smell.
No, she's not. She'll either fix a salad or the deviled
eggs. Oh, gotcha.
But typically,
I take deviled eggs in a salad.
My sister would come home from school and would make deviled eggs as a after school snack.
Facts.
Hell no.
Hell yes.
Like from scratch?
Yeah.
Hell from scratch, yeah.
That's
protein.
That's a lot.
She didn't care.
Well, I mean, like, you know, it's like,
from scratch?
She went deviled outside egg? And pulled the egg out of the chicken.
Just a boiled egg. Scoop it out and add mayonnaise.
She boiled the egg. got the chicken ready
from scratch.
Here, chicken, 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 chicken.
It's not something I expect somebody to come home from school and make as an effort.
There's only a few things that you can make from scratch. Bread,
deviled eggs,
being one.
Apparently, deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs.
You gotta let that time for that time.
From scratch.
We gotta boil it.
She didn't care.
You gotta get it from the chicken. Then you gotta boil it.
No, 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 not from scratch. They were frozen.
No, it's from
frozen deviled eggs.
Oh, she made the eggs.
How'd you make it?
Unthawed. It won't be long.
Stouffer's.
Yeah. Stouffer's deviled eggs.
In the freezer section.
Stouffer.
Get that stove top.
This stuff tastes like deviled eggs.
This is great. This is great.
Oh, there's I was looking to see if you can buy pre-made deviled eggs.
Oh God,
that'd be great.
No, you can.
You can. There's place called the Deviled Egg Company, and they have different types of deviled eggs that you can get.
Walmart has the whole tray where you can get a whole. It's a plastic tray that's got egg indentures, and they put them all. Yeah, you can buy them already made
from scratch.
From scratch. Yeah.
Shit, no.
They got the recipe.
Shit.
You can get a mini deviled egg salad sampler here.
Nope.
These people went all in on deviled eggs. Nope. They have 19 different flavors.
Guess they went on Shark Tank.
They were on Shark Tank.
Were they really?
Yeah. They have a walking taco version.
What?
Ballpark special.
God, ooh, a deviled egg on a hot dog.
That's what I was going to say.
BLTE. Which is a BLT.
Bacon, lettuce, tomato.
Buffalo egg. Chicken ranch. California roll. Chicken and a pickle.
Mm. Ooh.
Just reading a few of them. Chicken Caesar, crab rangoon.
Mm. Deviled egg? Crab rangoon, deviled egg.
Yeah, come on. Chicken. Smoked salmon, south of the border.
Smoked?
Sriracha bacon.
Salmon.
Yeah.
Wow.
I bet you a sriracha gyro? Bacon be dope.
Not a gyro, a gyro.
We've gone off the rails. Ewok. I like it.
We can be heroes.
This song goes out to...
I hate deviled eggs, but this is making me hungry.
That just made me kind of nauseous. I'm not gonna lie, I like deviled eggs. But
let's get that challenge.
They're wanting to chat with me before I leave their website. No, thank you.
How can we assist?
10% off.
Do you like eggs?
Question.
That's what pops up. Question.
Who here likes deviled eggs?
Not me.
Wrong guy.
My friend does.
Just three of us.
Are they made from scratch?
Yeah.
From
are these pre-made?
Ugh. Yeah.
All right, he's waiting for your question.
Yeah, give us a challenge.
Oh. Challenge.
Okay. Got ahead of music, dog.
Oh. No, we don't. We can go in. I do have one, though. I've got a couple, actually, but one specifically for Chad.
I've been waiting on that. That's why I was like...
That's why I tell you what to do it.
I will always love you.
All right.
I will always love you.
All right.
Yeah. Boys and girls, you know what time it is.
What time it is?
It's question time.
21,
but not any question.
Oh, God.
This is CJ's challenge.
21.
All right, I got two for you today. We'll start with the first one that I didn't save specifically because you weren't here last week. First one is, would you rather be able to teleport, but you always arrive completely naked?
So it's like Terminator.
Like Terminator.
Yeah. Or be able to fly,
close.
But only at the speed of a brisk walk.
Yeah. What was the last part? The brisk walk?
You can only you would fly, but only at the speed of a brisk walk.
That's fine. Give me that. Let me fly.
So just imagine you're flying.
And you sit there trying to get there fast and your arms.
Yeah, yeah.
All the cars underneath you are going by.
Yeah. And you're just like floating by. Like, yeah.
Be there in a minute.
But now you can straight line.
That's what I was going to say. There's no, not deterred.
Or you can teleport and just, but you're going to be naked. Butt naked.
Butt naked.
You get to pick
where you want to teleport.
Yeah, you can teleport anywhere.
I'm
but
teleporting.
You're just going to be there
naked.
Butt naked.
That's what I was going to say. Ooh, you can't have your clothes with you, though, probably.
But here's what you could do.
You start playing bad to the bone.
You could teleport to these places, prepare, and build like a secret compartment. Yeah. You're going to teleport with clothes.
Yeah, just teleport to a Dillard's.
I did that for you, Chad.
Changing room.
Basically, you're just changing it.
Castronaut. Rivergate Castronaut.
Scared me. Had I thought Drake was about to go all over that equipment.
No. I thought he said Drake.
Drake about to go all over your equipment.
I will always love you. Yeah. So, Jamal said he would fly.
Yeah, I'm flying.
At a brisk walk speed.
Teleport.
I knew you would teleport.
I'm teleporting buck naked.
I am too. Yeah. I think I'd fly just because it'd be funny.
People can't wait like,
what are you doing?
I can't wait till you guys go to church on
I'm going to get up like this.
Can't wait to go to church on Sunday.
I need to start
teleporting. Like I tell you, he's floating again. You see him from across town. Yeah.
He's not fine. He's floating.
He's floating by. He's like a hot air balloon.
It's as fast as I can go.
Come on, Tao.
Birds are just running right into you.
Yeah.
They looking back at you.
Flying by you. Just
they're just looking back at you.
Flying next to you, looking, then going
what?
By. Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine being way up there with some planes. Yeah. Dangerous.
The planes, like.
The planes.
You wouldn't even see them. Just like, is that Superman?
Let me like, there's Tao again. He out here floating. We're trying to drive by.
Tao said he'd teleport. He's not. Wait, or Jamal and I are the ones that are flying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tao's teleporting, but
I'm teleporting to Tao's house.
Yeah, but hey,
what's
up, man?
Go get something to eat.
Like, get your clothes, man.
And then you both teleport to Taco Bell butt naked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh. Taco Bell bathroom. There you go. Like, go get me some clothes, man.
I can't imagine.
I feel like you would teleport to like the most grungiest bathrooms.
Yeah.
He'd go back.
Like, while I'm here, let me test out this.
He's gonna teleport to the early 2000 Bruco basement bathroom.
No, he's going. He's going to the
smoking
Y2K church in New Orleans. Yeah. I wish he could do this just so we could see where he would go.
Where I would go.
Yeah, that could be fun.
Take me to Castronaut Rivergate.
Yes, Castronaut.
All right, next one. So this one I say specifically for you, Chad.
Yes. It's about here. Chicken.
No, not about chicken tenders.
It's about doo-doo.
It's government-related, and I know
government-related
conspiracy theorists. Would you rather have a free 24-hour pass to explore? I cannot talk. I must be having a stroke. Area 51, so 24 hours to explore Area 51, or get free access to every government classified document.
Lord.
Yes.
Beat it. B, 100%
B.
Look how excited he got.
Oh, he got hype.
Yes. He's like, give me that.
B.
Gave him heel bumps. Like hair started growing his head again.
Yes. Lots of Red Bull and B.
Lots of Red Bull and B.
I'm going to be up 24 hours. Yes. I'm going to be getting
taking
it all
everything in.
Yeah. Write this down. Take a picture of that.
Who killed Kennedy?
Yeah.
For real.
How do you make deviled eggs from scratch? Oh, wait.
It's in the Smithsonian.
What are you doing, Tao? Going out Area 51, hanging out with them aliens.
That would be cool. Your dad's calling.
It's Larry.
Blar.
It's about 7:30.
Yeah,
7:25.
Yep. Let me get all them docs.
Give me the Epstein phone. Mm. All them docs.
I'm looking at all the documents.
I want to sweep it here.
Something not redacted.
What are you doing?
I mean, the doc.
Find out who the government
hired. It would also be cool to just walk around Area 51 for 24 hours.
I feel like both Area 51 is going to be in the documents.
Yeah.
All that.
True.
CJ would just have like a badge. I'm just here to look around.
VIP.
Looking around.
Just popping my badge.
Hey, could you tell me what
you're not allowed to be in here.
Flying saucer thing is over here. Can somebody tell me about this?
If I went to Area 51, I'd have to stand up and be like, today is our independent day.
Yeah, CJ being there reenacting the whole scenes.
Punching aliens.
Welcome to Earth.
Can I touch that? Can I punch him? Like, is he real?
Oh my God, it's ET.
And then listen, CJ gonna be down there, and we gonna go down there looking for him. And he gonna be tied around the note around the neck with somebody's tentacles up against the wall.
Yeah. I didn't think about that.
Is that real?
Like, is that CJ?
Is that CJ? I don't want to be mind controlled by an alien. Yeah, I'll probably go. I'd be a clean sweep. I'd do every government classified document because there's so much that
there's stuff that you wouldn't even know to look for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no.
And that's only 24 hours in Area 51. Yeah. I feel like I'd need like a week pass.
Nah, man. I'm just gonna get my phone, man, and scan. Record.
Oh, they're gonna take all that at the front door.
Boy.
You get 24 hours, but you basically going in there,
with
nothing other than just a T-shirt.
Yeah, because you know me, I'm gonna be out there on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook Live.
Yeah,
we can just teleport in there to Area 51.
Butt naked.
Yeah.
Is this a new alien? Yeah. No, that's Chad.
That's Chad.
Oh, that's Chad Settle.
He's got chicken fingers in his socks.
Smells like an alien.
Smell like deviled eggs.
Where's the cafeteria? I'm hungry.
Smell like shit.
Chad sent us all those ASMRs on TikTok.
I will always love you.
Yeah. Like, would you rather have three Hardys for life?
Oh, give me
Zaxby's. You know, it's like, those are some pretty good ones. I'm like, Lord.
Happy birthday. Keep rocking.
We may have to share that to our Instagram at some point.
It's on my Instagram.
That's a classic photo right there.
Well, eventually we'll find us a day and we'll do the big bracket, the conspiracy theory one. But it's going to take a long time to do. It's a problem. It'll have to be. If we're going to do it all in one episode, it'll be a 2-hour deal or 3-hour deal.
3 hours?
It'll take a long time.
But
we're at an hour and 38 minutes.
It'll be. Right now, we've been able to go over just because school's out.
We'll have to do a special episode.
So Christmas.
Whenever your schedule's free, because most of the rest of us are. Well, Tao's not really, but we got to work around his bowling and other social activities.
Oh, Chad's never available at night.
Yeah, night's bad. It's got
to
be.
He's never available at night.
We're just going to take a day off to do it.
Yeah.
All right.
We can do it early Saturday morning sometime.
Yeah, guys, I need y'all there at 4:30. I got a b-ball game at 8.
That early. Good Lord. I'm like,
got to get home. Got to get garnered.
Coach Carter's got to get out there and coach up the boys.
It's not because we're inadequate.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate.
Go ahead, Cruz.
Timo.
Timo popping them threes, dog. And them tray factors.
All right. It's been a lot of fun, boys. I enjoyed the bracket and our.
Yeah.
Except for Tony Rich.
Yeah. Nobody knows it but me.
Everybody knows that Tony Rich got the shaft today.
Mm-hmm.
That's me in the corner.
Or Michael Stipe. All right. Been fun. See you all in 2026.
Yeah.
Happy
New Year.
Wawita.
Out.
I will always love you.
Do the chickens have talons?
Do the chickens have large talons?
My mother liked it a whole lot.
Your mother was wrong.
Hey, that plum looks good. You got traded for your Twinkie? No, these are my plums.